wouldn't be surprised if I just walked into school with a cape on. That's just how I am.
She has buck teeth chew through wood, sounds like a beaver to me. What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 3 of the Applesauce Podcast. My name is Mike.
And I'm the sane one, Aaron.
And behind the glass, as always, is Taco, our producer. We'd like to thank the 510 crew for allowing us to use the great 510 studios to record our podcast. It's like a state-of-the-art facility in here. We have a very special podcast for you today. It is going to be epic. Are you ready for this, Aaron?
Yeah, it's going to be super.
No, I mean, are you really ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Taco? He's giving us his signature thumbs up. I'm definitely ready, so what are we waiting for? Let's go. Wait, did we tell them what we're doing today?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, the theme of today's episode is superheroes. Do you have a favorite superhero, Aaron?
I did, but I can't remember it.
You can't remember your favorite superhero?
Yes, I can't.
I think for me, I'm a fan of Iron Man just because, one, I did an Iron Man triathlon, and I thought the original Iron Man movie was awesome. It's probably one of the better superhero movies I've seen. So I've always been a fan of Iron Man.
I prefer the villains over the heroes. The villains are pretty cool.
Oh, well, that's kind of a sneak peek into one of our would you rather questions. So we'll hold that off and we'll get to that later here. Okay. All right. So let's jump right into this then. If you could be a superhero, any superhero, which one would you be?
If I could be any superhero,
yeah,
I want to be the Flash because I can run really fast. That's the superpower I want. Super speed.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. You know, and I really had a hard time because I got to thinking, maybe it would be Superman just because of the kind of the whole invincibility thing. Other than, as long as you avoid kryptonite, you're going to be good, you know? I mean, there's not a lot that could stop you. You have, like, the Hulk, but he's so hard to control. I think I would have to choose Superman. I mean, I think being Batman would be cool, but Batman...
Useless.
What? I don't know if he's useless, he's a person that has all these gadgets to make him, so he doesn't have a power. You know, it's just a regular person. I wouldn't say regular, but...
Well, he's got superhuman detective skills.
Yeah, but, I mean, he could still be shot and killed. Where Superman, you're not shooting him. The only way to kill him is kryptonite.
He's got to have a bulletproof vest on. If you shoot him, he's got to have his vest on. There's no way...
You mean Batman?
Yeah, Batman, not Superman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I feel like for my protection... I think being Superman would be the better, but I think it'd be more fun to be like Batman or really Iron Man, to have that money and just have any gadget you want.
If you're the Flash, you can steal money.
Well, again, we're not using our powers for evil yet here, okay?
It just says if you could be a superhero, who would you be? I could just be the Flash and kind of
steal money. Okay, well, we're going to leave it there. Let's go to the next question. All right, here we go. Would you rather be a superhero that never wins or a villain that never loses?
A villain that never loses. I love villains to begin with. Villains are always better than superheroes, in my opinion. And I hate losing. So I would love to be a villain that always wins.
Yeah, see, this is my dilemma because I always like good over evil. So if you said, do I want to be a superhero or a villain, I always go superhero. But I'm like you, I hate to lose. And I'm thinking, it doesn't say where they lose. So I'm thinking, if I was a superhero and I was playing Uno with my kids, I'm not going to win that game. And that's going to suck. I would never win War or Old Maid or Gin or any kind of card. I would never win anything again.
If you're a villain, it doesn't say that you have to act upon it. You could only use your villainous stuff for Mario Kart. You could always win at Mario Kart.
You would be like the best esporter there is out there. And you know, you could make
get money like that.
But then if you're a villain, why wouldn't you just go steal it?
Because it's more fun to watch people's faces as they crumble. Their sadness falls upon them as you beat them.
Plus, I got to think, here's the other thing. Because in this case, you may not realize you're a superhero who can't win. So you think you can win. You may not realize you're a villain who can't lose, you know? But if you never win as a superhero, are you really a superhero? If every time you went against a villain, you lost, eventually you're going to realize, I'm not a superhero.
Technically, though, what do you define hero as? Heroism, to me, is the act of putting yourself, like, in that situation, not winning in that situation.
Okay, that's a very deep comment you made there, and I'm impressed. But I'm talking about, for me, if I'm not winning, am I really a hero? I mean, if Superman goes out to protect you and he doesn't do it, eventually you're going to say, you know what, Superman, you're worthless. You're not a hero. I don't want you around.
He's a hero. He's just a really bad one.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what, I don't want you. I want Spider-Man. I want Batman. I want someone else, you know? I don't want you protecting me because you're just losing. So I think, as much as I hate to say it, I think I want to be the villain that whoever loses because I don't want to lose.
But if Superman's really bad at protecting you, though, and he tries to protect you, it's like Lincoln getting shot and then asking for a new bodyguard after he's been shot.
Yeah, I don't see that connection at all. That was not good.
Well, you asked him to protect you, and if he doesn't protect you, you're dead anyway. So you can't ask, hey, I want Spider-Man instead this time, because there is no next time.
Well, but let's say I own a bank, and someone's coming. You're the villain coming to rob. You're Flash coming to rob my bank. You're the anti-Flash because you want to use your powers to do evil to steal my money. And Superman protects me, but you know what? You steal my money. So now as a bank, I gotta get more money and start over again. And this keeps happening. I'm not dying, but I'm losing. You're stealing all my stuff.
If you think about it, technically, a lot of the time, it does end up you lose your money anyway, but you're just not hurt. See,
yeah.
Me being whatever I am could have hurt you, but instead, because of Superman, you weren't hurt. So he did lose, but you still got something out of it.
But eventually, I'll look at Superman and go, you know what? I just want a better superhero who's going to not only protect me, but protect my money, too.
But would you rather have a superhero that always loses or a villain that always wins?
Would I rather have one?
Yes.
I want to win.
But would you rather be put up with a superhero that always loses or against a villain that always wins?
Oh, well, I don't want to go against a villain that always wins because then I'll never win. I'll lose again. So I want to win. So that's a situation, that's a lose-lose, because you're going to lose either way.
No, because if the superhero always loses, the superhero loses, you just walk up, sucker punch the villain, and he's down.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to attack a villain that's got powers if I don't have anything. If Superman can't beat him, I'm not sure I can beat him.
But what if it's not Superman? What if it's just some way out there superhero that never, ever, ever wins, like the unlucky superhero, but he's trying to be heroic, and the villain really isn't that good, so you just walk up. Uppercut, boom, down.
I would just request a better superhero.
Roundhouse kick.
I would request a better superhero. But, so, I don't know. If it's all about me, it's all about winning in the end. I want to win. I don't have to win every time, but it sucks to lose. And if I lost, I'd have to be a villain who never loses and the superhero never wins. I'm just have to choose that. I'm sorry. All right, next question. Would you rather be able to fly or be able to become invisible?
Invisibility. Because... Cool. Simply, people can't see you. So that would be so much fun. If my sister was standing on top of the stairs, I become invisible, shove her down, walk away, and pretend I had an alibi.
Again, you being the villain here, aren't you? It's always for evil.
It's not like big evil, hurting people evil. It's really petty evil stuff. So it's not that bad.
You could kill your sister shoving down the stairs. People have died falling down the stairs before.
Okay, but... Put a mattress at the bottom of the stairs, then shove her down.
Sometimes the death isn't the bottom, it's the fall. They break their neck on the way down.
Okay, pick her up and throw her onto the mattress. She'll never know it's you.
Yeah, you're concerning me here. You're leaning towards the dark side, and it's really, really disturbing. I agree with you. I think I'd rather be invisible. Although, flying would be awesome, because you could travel without having, you know, you could get places quicker.
If you're invisible, you can get places quicker. Don't care what people think about you because they can't see you. Just shove them into the street as you're walking by, throwing them in their way.
No, but I'm talking about, though, if I'm trying to go travel 200 miles, being invisible doesn't help you. But being able to fly does.
Well, how do you get tired while you're flying? That's the other question. Can you get tired?
I don't know. It doesn't say you're flying by flapping your arms. You're just flying.
But you could be flying. You could just have wings and just flap, 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 flap.
Even still, I think...
Or you've got six different just really, like... strong arms, and you fly and flap by flexing them.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
Okay.
I'm thinking more of like the Superman fly. You have a cape and you just you fly. You know? I don't know. I think that's tough. So speaking of that, if you could choose only one superpower, which one would you choose? Any power out there, but you only have one. Which one would you want?
Super speed. No. See, there's one thing that when I was at camp one time, if you could have any
this
power
one time
you want.
At band camp? Sorry. Go ahead.
If you could have any power you want, it would be the power to change probability. For instance, what's the probability right now that my sister, quote unquote, accidentally falls down the stairs? 0%? Well, I'll change that to 100%. What's the probability that I'll find a $100 bill right in front of me? 100%.
Okay. I was thinking more of the line, for me, it'd be like mind control. If you could control other people through mind control, that'd be awesome because you could have people do what you want.
Well, with that, with changing probability, though, you could go, okay, what's the probability that they'll do what I want? 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's yeah.
There's no way you can lose with that power. That's why I've never forgotten it.
I don't know. I to say you could never lose, but you have to be in a situation where there is a probability. What if you're in a probability-less situation, then...
What's a situation without probability?
One where everything's already predetermined.
Like?
I don't know. I haven't been there yet, but...
Well, it's already been predetermined, so you'll know when you get there.
Yeah, and you won't be able to change it.
Well, technically, you could say, what's the probability that it's been predetermined? Change it from 100 to 0%. And then suddenly everything works again.
But not if I don't tell you this, you wouldn't know to change that. I'm just saying. All right. Anyway. So, would you rather have Thor's hammer or Captain America's shield?
Okay, I want Captain America's shield because there's a scene in an Avengers movie, right? Thor strikes Captain America's shield with his hammer, and the shield prevails. There's a huge shockwave, but the shield prevails.
So you're saying the shield is more powerful than the hammer?
It's stronger, it can resist the hammer. And, I mean, imagine throwing the shield. How cool would that be? You have a giant frisbee, it can cut people's heads off. That's what I think about all the time when I think Captain America.
With the hammer, you can fly.
Yes, but with the shield, you could throw it. You throw it, have someone jump on top of it, so they're technically flying around with a giant frisbee.
Could you throw it and then you jump on it?
Technically, yes, you could. Because imagine throwing it, right? And it's a frisbee, it'll come back. If it's magnetically attracted, you jump on top of it. Therefore, you stick your arm out the way you want it to go, and it'll be attracted to your arm, and it'll go whatever way you stick it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the shield would be cool, but just carrying Thor's hammer around would be awesome.
Carrying a big shield with a star and stripes on it would be awesome, too. Although, then again, with the shield doesn't provide very much protection, but neither does the hammer.
I mean, the shield could be used for defensive purposes. You could use a shield to protect you, where the hammer is all offensive, no defensive. The shield is a little bit of both. So I guess the advantage of the shield is you can use it for protection as well as a weapon. And then I didn't think about what you said about that the shield basically beat the hammer.
If you take the shield, you could use it as a sled. It's snowy one day. You get on the shield, and it sleds down the hill.
If I have Captain America's shield, I'm not going sleigh riding on it.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to save it for... I can get it sled anywhere. I want to use it for cooler things than that.
Are you going to walk into a store and threaten them with the shield?
No, because I'm not a villain. I'm good. I'm not threatening people. You want to kill people. You want to...
Okay, but would you rather steal a shield or steal a sled with the shield or use the sled as a... Or use the shield as a sled?
Couldn't I just go buy a sled? They're not that expensive.
But you don't have that money then afterwards. I'm talking financially. I'd be better off.
I don't know, because if you ever got caught, you would not be in good shape.
I wouldn't be in good shape financially, but I wouldn't be caught. That's the point.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the coolness factor, but they're both would be pretty cool to have, the hammer or the shield.
My question is, now, would you rather have, since, spoiler alert for Infinity War, although it's kind of a while back, Thor loses his hammer and gets Stormbreaker. Would you rather have Stormbreaker or Cap Shield? Because we don't know if Stormbreaker can break through Cap Shield.
And I'm kind of leaning the fact that I like Captain America better than like Thor. So maybe I want to be more like Captain America. So maybe I should just take his shield because that would just, I would feel more like him than I would Thor. I don't know. Maybe it's because Thor has long hair and I don't. It makes me feel, I don't know. But I think I would go with Captain America's shield. I just think that would be cooler because that is a weapon that, it's a weapon, but it's also can be used to protect as well. So it has dual purpose.
Shoot at his legs.
All right. Next question. Would you rather wear a cape for an entire year or wear an eye mask for an entire year?
Oh, I was going to say no cape, but then I realized there's an eye mask. Cape. Cape. Does the cape mean you can fly?
No. Neither one is giving you any power. You just have to wear them. And you cannot explain to people why you're wearing them.
Okay.
So you just have to walk around with an eye mask on. Or
people who know me wouldn't be surprised if I just walked into school with a cape on. That's just how I am. If I walked into school, just said, hey, to my teacher, he would look at the cape and be like, oh, it's just Aaron.
See, I'm looking at it this way. Well, that's a little weird, but I'm looking at it this way. With the eye mask, you really can't hide it. With the cape, I could put a shirt or something over top of it, tuck it in. You know, you could kind of cover it up if you had to, you know, going somewhere formal or somewhere that just says no capes allowed.
If you're going somewhere formal, you can wear a cape. It's awesome.
I guess it's like tails on a tuxedo. There's not much difference. But the eye mask, you really can't not be noticed with that on there. And plus, people might think you're a criminal. You walk into a bank to deposit your check with an eye mask on, security may tackle you.
Yeah, but...
But then again, the cape is... Every time you go to sit down, it's in your way. You might step on it. Someone else might step on it. It just becomes... It's going to become a hassle having the cape always draped down there. You know?
Well, yeah, but that would be awesome. If you were to take the cape, sit down, just pull it over your head, and you look really, really cool with a cape over your face.
No, I don't think you'd look cool with that.
Yeah, you would.
I think just for the factor of the cape is just going to be in the way. I think an eye mask could be less intrusive in the fact that you just wear it. Maybe people would just think you have a medical... Maybe you just put a patch, an eye patch, or one eye, so it looks like it's for medical purposes. People would leave you alone.
But if you have a cape, it makes you feel awesome. An eye patch makes you feel like you're weaker. A cape makes you feel powerful. You feel like you can fly. That could end up getting you hurt.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, I tied my blanket around my neck like a cape and tried to jump off the steps at the back of the house, and I didn't quite make it to the bottom. I thought I could fly, and I busted my head open on the bottom step when I fell.
You're giving me too many ideas.
So, just so you know, just because you think you can fly doesn't mean you really can fly. So the cape would be dangerous. Plus, if someone sees you with a cape, they go, oh, look, that guy's a superhero. Hey, excuse me, sir, I need help. I'm being mugged. And if you don't help them, then they're mad at you.
It's the superhero that always loses.
Well, I would think that you eventually could win some.
Nah, if you're just a guy with a cape on.
But and you could beat somebody in Uno.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, no, not if you're, if, maybe.
I mean, the cape's not going to hinder you playing Uno.
You could hide your cards with it. You got a little, you could make a cape fortress with a cape. Like a pillow fort, but with a cape.
It's not that big.
You don't know how big it is.
If it's that big, I definitely don't want it. All right. Let's head into our useless facts section. Except today, instead of useless facts, we're going to talk about useless superheroes. Now, I had to do some digging to find these, but I promise you, these do or did exist at some point in time, okay? So first, I want to start out with Zan. Now, you may not remember Zan, but Zan and his twin sister, Jaina, were the Wonder Twins. I remember the Wonder Twins, because I remember watching them as a kid on Saturday mornings, and together they fought crime. And is it Jaina? Jaina. You remember? I think it's Jaina. We'll say Jaina. Jaina had the ability to transform into any animal. Now, that's useful. Being transformed into any animal, that can come in handy a lot. But Zan possessed the ability of hydrokinesis. In other words, he could become water. And to be fair, he could become any form of water, solid, liquid, or gas. But it was only water. To me, it just seems kind of pointless.
Is hydrokinesis... Hydrokinesis isn't becoming water, though. I don't think that's the right term. Hydrokinesis is controlling water.
No, he couldn't control water. He became water.
Okay, that's kind of useless.
Now, he could control the water that he became, but so the only time I could see it is like, I'm trying to think back.
If your villain is Fireman,
Well, I thought, like, okay, you're fighting fire, maybe. But I also thought, is if like, he became ice, and so then his sister was chasing the guy, he becomes ice, the guy slips on the ice. But in reality, it's still his sister that does the damage.
No, technically he did the damage, and she finishes off. Wonder Twin powers activate form of ice.
I know. And then I thought, if he could also become gas, what does water vapor, what is that going to do to someone? How is water vapor going to hurt anybody?
It clouds up their glasses.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that's a pretty useless superhero. I mean, thankfully he had a sister who had important powers.
So I found a superhero here. Her name is Squirrel Girl. You may have heard of her. Her powers are, she has a prehensile tail, sharp claws, and buck teeth capable of chewing through wood. So she basically is a squirrel.
That sounds like a beaver.
Well, no, squirrel.
She has buck teeth to chew through wood. Sounds like a beaver to me.
But she's a Squirrel Girl. Now,
so they just misnamed her. She should be Beaver Girl.
But in her defense, she is one of the few people who has defeated Thanos. She defeated Thanos single-handedly with the Infinity Stones.
So is she useless then? She should not be a useless superhero then.
Beaver Girl is pretty useless.
You said Squirrel Girl.
I know, but I'm calling her Beaver Girl now. She's pretty useless. But just in her defense, she beat Thanos. That's pretty awesome.
All right. So here's the next one I have. Damar Davis was the Doorman. Okay. Now, at first glance, his powers sound pretty cool. He was a mutant that could tap into the Dark Force dimension. Basically, he could become a portal that would allow other people and objects to pass through him, which sounds pretty cool, right? Here's the problem. He could only transport stuff to the other side of whatever he touches, so he was basically became a door.
Well, then you could make a room. Like, if you've ever watched Drake and Josh, there's that one scene where he's like, okay, I've took an outline of the door. Josh, yes? Go get the saw to cut out the door. But they were inside, so they couldn't cut out the door. If Doorman was there, he could have let them through to get cut out the door.
Yeah, I just wonder, because it never mentioned, could Doorman himself transport himself to the other side? You know, he said he could do other people, but I never really found whether or not he could. So, like, if it was a completely locked room, could he go in there, or could he only, because if he put them in there, how do they get back out?
But if he becomes a portal, would the portal open up in the next room as well?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was wondering. It didn't really explain that very well, and I never really saw an episode.
A really huge bank heist.
All right, here's your evil coming out. No, we're not. This Doorman is a superhero. This is not villain. These are useless superheroes. All right.
Jailbreak.
You have another one you want to share with me?
Yes, I've got Stone Boy. His power, he turns himself into stone. That's pretty awesome, right? Except when he is stone, he becomes immobile. So he turns himself into stone, but then he can't move until he turns himself back to normal.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. That's just, yeah. All right. I have Girth, also known as Tubby Walsh. He had the power of a nearly indestructible beer belly, and he would sling it around to fight people with his belly. He's almost like the Kool-Aid Man of superheroes. I don't know how he would win, but he used his beer belly. Your turn.
So I've got a superhero called Madame Fatal. So Madame Fatal. Her power was she dresses up like an old woman using the power of disguise. Only an old woman. Now, something cool about her is, or it's actually a guy. He's got a talking parrot named Hamlet. How awesome is that?
And not very awesome, unless you're a pirate. All right, I have Rainbow Girl. So Dory Anderson is a metahuman with a mystical power of emotions. She will change colors based on her emotions. So, for example, when she's angry, she becomes red. Blue is when she's hopeful, etc. And from what I could tell, she had no other powers with these mood swings, just color changing. So I don't know what she'd do with it. You know, she'd get mad and turn red in a fight, but I don't know what good that was.
Well, it'd be more, I think it'd be easier to understand her.
which is helpful when talking to women. If you could see their colors and know what emotion they're having, that would really benefit you, you know, is trying to communicate with women. But she's supposed to be a superhero. She's trying to defeat villains. And so if you were coming to rob the bank, I'm the banker and she's protecting me, she's never going to win because she's just going to change colors.
Well, let's say...
And from what I could tell...
If she knows she's not going to win, there's an emotion for that. The villains will be able to tell she knows she's not going to win.
I mean, the only thing I could think would be for, like, disguising herself. If she was in a room of certain colors, she goes, oh, I need to feel this emotion, and I could hide in the color, you know.
I need to be camouflage. In pain.
Yeah, she could camouflage herself, but I don't... Still don't see the benefit of how that's going to help into a fight against a villain. You know, I don't know. It just seemed pretty pointless to me.
And on the topic of color useless superheroes, I've got Color Kid. His power is he changes the color of any object at will. That's it.
And see, can he change other people's colors? Like, can he change, like,
the any other object? So I don't know.
Not a is a person an object? Like a villain? I don't know.
I doubt it. But I see pictures of him just turning tomatoes different colors. He's got a purple one, an orange one, and a yellow one. His suit is pretty cool. It's all black, except there's just a rainbow in the chest.
So I guess if he was protecting my bank, he could turn the money into the color of the vault to look like it wasn't there. It would blend into this. It looked like the vault was empty.
Or he could turn the vault into the color of the money.
Could he turn the vault invisible? Like the color of nothing. Transparent.
Is nothing a color?
I don't know. Transparent. Isn't that a color?
I don't think it is.
It's a lack of color. So he could just, like, yeah. He could just remove all color from it.
Could he just remove color from the world? Everybody's just gone.
You know he's pretty useless when this is all we can talk about. You know? All right, here's my next one. We have Six-Pack. Now, I don't know if this classifies as a power, but he has the ability to consume large amounts of alcohol while remaining somewhat functional. And he uses the necks of broken beer bottles to fight villains. At least he has a weapon. He has he has glass shards to attack the villains to fight. But I think he has to drink the beer first to have the empty bottle. I don't know why he was invented.
I'm just imagining a guy running into battle, just chugging bottles of beer and then using them to fight.
I mean, I guess if he was like challenging the villain to a competition of alcohol consumption, apparently he can drink a lot and still remain somewhat functional, so he's still being inhibited by the alcohol at some point. He may stagger not quite as much as normal people, but I don't know. At least he has a weapon where the Rainbow Girl had just changing colors. Although, is the broken beer bottle more effective than the indestructible beer belly of Girth?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. The beer belly of Girth, he could use it to, like,
belly bomb.
Bounce the villains away. I think he also could use it, like, if he was falling to protect himself, where the broken beer bottle is not going to protect Six-Pack.
True.
And I don't know whether Girth could use that to protect other people, like other allies. I don't know. Okay, anyway.
I've got a superhero here. Her name is Jubilee. She is part of the X-Men, and her powers is she generates brightly colored energy from her fingers. That's all it is. Just boom, bright.
What is it with colors?
I don't know.
Rainbow Girl, Jubilee, was Color Kid.
But, I mean, if the villain she's fighting is an epileptic, that could work then.
I guess. I mean, can you blind your enemies with that? Is that what you mean? Can she throws a bright color and just blinds them?
Who knows? Oh, but it says recently she turned into a vampire, so that's better.
That's better? All right. Well, here we go. I've got, I don't know, have you ever heard of Arm Fall Off Boy? Yeah, neither have I until here recently. He debuted in the late 80s, but I don't think he lasted very long. His ability was to detach his own limbs and use them as weapons. So he would just pull his arm off and beat the villain up with his arm and then put it back on.
Which is hilarious just think about.
Sounds like when I was a kid and I had like the G.I. Joe man, I would yank their arms off and like they got injured. I never thought about turning them into a weapon to beat other people with it, you know?
Well, imagine being in an actual battle and someone like cuts your arm off. What's the first thing you think about? First thing you think about is not to pick up your arm and hit them with it.
Well, I guess if you're in a battle and the villain grabbed your arm, you could just detach it and get away from the villain. But he doesn't say he can grow new limbs. He just detached them and just put them back on. So if the villain kept the arm, he would never have an arm again.
It's just like a Lego man. Just pop it off and hit him with it and put it back on.
I can see why he didn't last very long in the superhero world.
I've got one here. Her name is Dazzler. She's also part of the X-Men. Her powers are she converts music into light and has really sweet disco moves.
Again, we got now it's not colors, it's music and delight. I guess you could just kind of start dancing in disco when you're in a fight and that it would confuse the villain.
Have you ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy 1?
Yes.
They win by a dance-off.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, too, like the disco ball hangs up and reflects light. So all of a sudden she starts dancing, the disco light pops up, it goes dark, and light starts flashing. Distract the villains while the
other... If the villain happens to be an epileptic again.
She could distract the villain and their arm falls, but come behind him and whack him with his arm and take him out.
Well, then we've got Color Boy, too, changes color. He could change...
And hit the disco ball with the different colors and really confuse or blind the villain.
Especially if they're an epileptic. Dick.
All right, here's my last one. And this, I think, is just, I don't know, this was the one that I think was the worst. His name is Hindsight Lad, and he is probably the most annoying psychic ever. So his alter ego was Carlton Lefroig, and he did not have any superpowers, but he did have the ability to analyze how things could have gone better after a failed mission. So they say hindsight of 2020. He could tell you what you did wrong after you failed your mission.
So is he like a strategist, except the opposite?
He was just a. This is what you did wrong, dude. You know, hey Superman, this is what you did wrong. Hey Batman, you did this. You could have done this differently. And you would have won.
So, if you had only shot one degree higher, that would have worked. Imagine how mad people would get at him.
So just think, if you paired him up with a superhero who never won. He would be so annoying. And apparently, I think he got kicked out of his group he was in. I don't remember who it was. And then eventually he had to bribe or blackmail his way back in because no one liked him. So he didn't. But I don't even know if you call him a superhero because, in essence, don't we all have hindsight?
Well, maybe he has better hindsight than. If he has to bribe his way back into a superhero league, is he really a superhero?
Well, I wonder too, but I got to thinking. If he's a superhero, aren't we all superheroes then? We're all Hindsight Lad. No, I'm Hindsight Lad.
Zan, he could have gone, you should have turned into ice, not vapor, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He would be so annoying because I'm sure Zan would have known himself that, oh, I did that wrong. I should have done differently. But Hindsight Lad is not the one that thinks it. He's the one that tells you what you did wrong.
But what if it's not simple stuff? Like, what if you missed something that was complicated? You don't know what you did wrong. Like, what if you did a math test? You've got no clue what you did wrong in this paper. He would know.
That's true. All right. I think I said that was my last one, and that was the worst one, but I realized I have one more that's even worse than Hindsight Lad. You got anybody else you want to share?
I had Hindsight Lad.
Oh, all right. So here's one that I found. I forgot I found him. So his name is Friendly Fire. Okay. Now, this sounds cool. He possesses the power to shoot bolts of energy out of his hands, which is awesome. But the problem is, he can only strike his own allies, hence the name Friendly Fire. So he can only hit the people on his side.
Hindsight Lad. He can only hit Hindsight Lad.
He can't attack enemy. Oh, that's true. So if you had Hindsight Lad, you would want Friendly Fire to take him out. The funny thing is if I remember reading right, he actually ended up killing himself in a fight with his own Friendly Fire. So he was pretty useless there.
Well, if you get the villain on your side, then you kill him.
So you convert the villain from evil to good, and then you take him out because he gets something. Or maybe he converts himself to evil. He becomes a villain in order to take the villains out.
Or they trick him into becoming evil. They put him on the other side, make him evil, and don't tell him that he can only shoot friendly people.
Give me a hot tip, lad. Tell him to flip our hey, in that fight, you shouldn't have shot our own guy. You should have shot the enemy so we would have won. I
mean, exactly. What? And then if he did that, he'd shoot Hindsight Lad. But yeah. Then in that scenario, would Hindsight Lad be considered the enemy? So he'd accidentally shoot himself.
Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. Between Hindsight Lad and Friendly Fire, I don't know if you can get much worse than that, but I'm sure there are many more useless superheroes out there. So send in your top ones to Aaron and myself at theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
Theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
Or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/theapplesaucepod, and comment there on who you think is the most useless superheroes, or share ones that we didn't mention here. Now, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And please, please rate and review and share it so others can find it and enjoy it. Thank you again for downloading the Applesauce Podcast. Until next time,
Wonder Twin Powers activate! That's pretty useless.